Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update.
It is a man for the people and not for certain people or certain classes of people or certain generations of people. He was a man for all.
Harriet Scott was one of many mourners who lined up outside the Carter Presidential Center in Atlanta, Georgia, where former U.S. President Jimmy Carter's body will lie in repose until Tuesday morning. Carter died on December 29th at age 100 in his hometown of Plains, Georgia. On Tuesday, Carter's remains will be flown from a military base in Georgia to Joint Base Andrews outside Washington on a U.S. Air Force plane dubbed Special Air Mission 39. A motorcade will then transport the body of the former commander-in-chief to the U.S. Navy Memorial several blocks from the White House. The chief of security for South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol said on Sunday he could not cooperate with efforts to arrest the impeached leader in remarks that could push the political crisis towards another high-stakes confrontation. With a warrant for Yoon's arrest on grounds of insurrection set to expire at midnight on Monday, the official Park Chung-jun cited the legal debate surrounding the warrant as the reason for the lack of cooperation. The Presidential Security Service did not intend any kind of bother to the law enforcement of the investigation agencies. Although the impeachment motion for President Yoon Suk-yeol has been passed by the National Assembly, Yoon is still the current president of this country who is elected by the sovereign residents of South Korea. And Yoon is receiving the appropriate security service according to that as stipulated by law. Thousands braved the snow in Seoul on Sunday to rally for and against Yoon. Yoon became the first incumbent South Korean president to face arrest for his botched attempt to declare martial law on December 3rd, which triggered political chaos in Asia's fourth-largest economy and a key U.S. ally. This is VOA News. The violence in the Middle East continued Sunday. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis said they targeted a power station south of Israel's Haifa using a ballistic missile. The missile force, the Yemeni Armed Forces, carried out a military operation targeting the Israeli enemy's Orat Rabin power station south of the occupied Haifa area using the hypersonic ballistic missile Palestine 2. The operation has successfully achieved its objectives. The Israeli military said on Sunday that it had struck more than 100 terror targets in the Gaza Strip over the past 2 days, while rescuers in the Palestinian territory reported dozens of people killed in Israeli strikes. After a Palestinian man was shot dead by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank on Sunday, the Israeli military said its forces eliminated an armed militant and, quote, confiscated 4 weapons, thousands of shekels and terrorist funds, and dismantled an explosives manufacturing laboratory, unquote. The Palestinian security services identified him as a first lieutenant in its preventative security force, saying he was killed while, quote, performing his national duty. The Palestinian Authority has been waging a rare crackdown on militants in recent weeks, angering many Palestinians. President-elect Donald Trump made an appearance Saturday with Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, who was visiting his Mar-a-Lago club. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Meloni follows Argentina President Javier Milei, who became the first world leader to meet with Trump at Mar-a-Lago after his Election Day victory in November. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Prime Minister Viktor Orban of Hungary also traveled to Florida to meet with the president-elect. Trump appeared at a screening of a documentary detailing challenges some conservative lawyers report facing in the legal system. He entered the Grand Ballroom around 7 p.m. and then returned around 2 hours later after having dinner. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will again call on allies to boost its air defenses at this week's meeting in Germany. He said the allies include those who can help boost Ukraine's capabilities not only to defend against missiles, but also against guided bombs and Russian aviation. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will attend the meeting, which comes as U.S. President-elect Donald Trump takes over later this month with a vow to end the almost 3-year war quickly. Russia said on Sunday that Ukraine had launched a counterattack in the Kursk region, an area of western Russia from which Russian troops have been trying to eject Ukrainian forces for the past 5 months. Heavy snow and freezing rain have brought widespread disruption across Europe on Sunday, particularly in the UK and Germany, with several major airports forced to suspend flights. Many rural communities, particularly in the north of England, could be cut off with up to 40 centimeters of snow. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.